What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 12 of the 217 cast with Mac and Miles. We're really excited for our episode today. Today, we're going to peel back the curtain a little bit, tell you guys, our listeners, a little bit more about ourselves, about the company, and kind of the grand vision of 217.
Yeah, for sure. It's good. I'm really excited just to kind of talk about our previous experience and just to share more about who we are as people, you know, what we've done, where we've been, just like I said, our experiences.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think 217 is something that Mac and I sat down and had conversations about. How do we want to take it? What direction do we want to go? How do we want to position ourselves? And obviously, it's so funny that we started this, right, as almost the world turned upside down, right? But we've seen so much organic growth. I think that's been my favorite part, at least, about what we do over here, Mac.
Yeah, I think you definitely hit the nail on the head with that one. The organic growth has been awesome. And just getting to meet a few different business owners as well over Zoom, which like all the podcasts have been recorded over. Getting to meet them and hear about their experiences and hear about their experience as, you know, everything got shut down and then their reopening plans. It just goes to show, like, people are like water. Like, when something comes and there's something in the way, they just kind of flow around it. And I think that's super important as a business owner and definitely something that we've experienced, of like, this has changed how we're going about marketing. This has changed how we're going about recording podcasts, how we're talking to potential clients, how we're talking to our current clients. I mean, it's definitely been an exciting time and something that I know I'll look back on in 20 years and tell my kids about it. Be like, yeah, you guys are never going to believe this. They're like, what? The whole world? Yeah, pretty much. So I'm very excited.
Yes, me too. And it's been a blast. We've had a lot of fun doing this. So what have been some of your favorite highlights or clients, you know, that we're allowed to talk about? What are some of your favorite memories so far?
Yeah. So, I think one of the clients, which is a company that I'm a co-owner in, that I really enjoy, is Autumn Security. That was at the very beginning of 217 Digital. Miles and I had some discussions about personas, that kind of stuff, and figuring out how to really dive deep instead of staying too general. I think building out those personas was one of my favorite experiences because I got to get into the mind of someone else. And that's really the important part about a persona, is having that empathy for them. I think another highlight of mine was having Andrew Salisbury on. Just an amazing guy. Really creative guy, crazy ideas, but he makes them come to life. And just seeing the passion he has behind those ideas and the drive he has to make them come to life is super inspiring. What about you, Miles?
Yeah, I think it's been really fun seeing a lot of our just different ideas come into fruition. I think Andrew just helped me as an entrepreneur just understand, you know, his approach to things and how that has impacted my approach to things. He was a blast. I remember when we had, you know, talking about Panda Fresh Foods and the amazing things that they were doing. I think it's been great seeing so much happening. You know, we have so many clients from all over the Cincinnati area and also, you know, around the country who have really benefited from some stuff that we've done, just different simple conversations. And I think it's so important nowadays to just have those outside perspectives because it can totally shape and change how you approach business and life.
Yeah, I think understanding people on like a different level helps you to navigate like the way that they think, because oftentimes you can kind of get trapped in this little bubble of, you know, my family thinks this way or I specifically think this way about a certain subject. And I think we've seen a lot of that recently with kind of all the protests that have been happening. And honestly, it's led to a widen my knowledge base and understand other people's, like, how they live and how they see the world. And I think that's really what marketing comes down to, is understanding others, understanding their worldview, and relating to them on that level.
Wow, that is It's so true, right? Because you can't successfully market if you don't understand your audience, right? And yeah. So that's an amazing, I guess, segue, but also truth that has kind of gone over my head, but it's true. I mean, marketing is life. Marketing is how we interact with each other, how we talk, how we, you know, market ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think another cool part too about 2017 that I've enjoyed is seeing how kind of the team has grown around us too. I think, you know, we have grown our team named Emily, who does a lot of our designs and digital logos, and how she has played integral roles in some of our client work. And we have another girl on the team named Hannah, who writes our blogs. We follow us on the website and some of the cool side projects that both of them have started and worked on. So it's really cool being here right now, because I feel like everyone's got a different hobby and idea that they're chasing after and trying to pursue. And I've just enjoyed being a part of it and seeing it all come together.
Yeah, growing something from nothing, just to even something small is inspiring to keep on going and pressing forward. I've loved it. I mean, I've seen that in other business ventures, and it definitely just makes you want to keep working hard and grinding.
It feels natural. I feel like everything that we've done, like we said, it's been organic. It hasn't been forced. And I think that's what makes it feel so fresh every time. And I think it keeps us fresh. I think it keeps our ideas new, and will this work? Will this not work? Where do we want to, you know, take 2017 next? And I think those are a lot of the conversations we've been, you know, having now. Is like, okay, we got some traction, we got some foothold. What's next? How can we look to the future? And those have been fun talks for me as well.
Yeah. I think like any good company or brand that is having organic growth, I think we're on that same path of saying, okay, you know, the organic growth has been good. It's been fun. And now we see that we have some traction. We're getting our feet up underneath us. And so like, hey, let's start investing in what we preach about. Let's start thinking about paid advertising. And so we are like, one step that we are taking is we're going to start running paid advertising to the podcast. We think that it gives enormous value, and we want to share that value. And we just like, we think that more people need to hear it. And we know that the best way to get in front of more people really quickly is through paid advertising. So we're thinking about social media platforms from a paid level with 217 Digital now, which is exciting, a little bit scary sometimes. It's always scary to start spending money on marketing. And when you're thinking like, oh, you know, my business is doing great, we're doing, you know, numbers like we haven't seen before, and everything's word of mouth, we don't need to spend money on paid ads, we're okay, we're doing great. Well, yes, but like any other form of advertising, word of mouth kind of has its topping out point. You know, you're going to start seeing a plateau at some point, and then you kind of have to spark up the fire a little bit. And I think paid advertising is a great way to not just even spark up the fire, but like dump some gasoline on it. And it can really get it going.
It's so true that you said, you know, like we are hesitant, but it's so funny being on the flip side when we're working with clients, like, yeah, of course you guys need paid advertising. And now it's like, you and I are both like, what do we really think here? It's so funny how, when you like take a step back and remove yourself and it's you, it's like, okay, we know this is going to work. We know we've seen it work for our clients. Let's go for it. I think that's been another part of the early success we've had, is that you and I both just, we're just like, let's go for it. Let's see what happens. If it falls, crashes and burns, cool, scrap it and try again. But it's like, let's just go for it. Let's see what happens. And I think that's been a fun part and a fun challenge for me. And I think also too, just like we were saying, the different paths we want to take 2017. You know, we're talking about a clothing line for young entrepreneurs, and what does that look like? What do those conversations look like? Because those look totally different than client conversations, right? So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and like navigating that, those conversations right there about like, do we want to really get into clothing, or like, because we would want to offer some sort of physical product for clients or you know, our target audience, but trying to figure out what that product is. I think at first it comes down to understanding what the target audience needs, and I think that, you know, that's just the conversation that will go around and around and until we can kind of really solidify where we want to go. But I think, again, understanding the target audience and their needs and being able to empathize with them, I think you know, coming back to, hey, we're kind of cautious about running ads right now for ourselves, is giving us a really good insight to sit in the client's shoes in the future and say, okay, you know, we totally understand where you're at. You don't want to run ads. You're nervous about spending this kind of money on advertising, and we don't blame you. We've been there ourselves. And that's super important when it comes to our clients, because they do look for a vendor that is reputable, but also empathetic with them and if we're actually hesitant about running ads, then we can actually be sympathetic with them because we have been in their shoes. We understand where they're coming from.
I think that the piece of us shaping our business as we're helping others shape their business, like you said, it allows us to be empathetic to their hesitance and their reservations, because we're like, cool, we've been in the same spot. You know, we went for it and it crashed and burned. Or, hey, we took our time, we did our research, we made the right informed decision, and it paid off. And I think each of those is different for the business you're in, for the industry you're in, for the client you're looking to service. I think that's why it's so important to just have outside perspectives, but also trust your gut. I think the biggest thing that sometimes people get lost up in is the numbers, the analytics, the research. And sometimes you just have to like, just go for it. Just realize, hey, you know what? This feels right. I'm going to try it.
Yep. And I think it's important to go that route. Gut first, analytics second, because when you go with your gut and you do paid advertising or you do some sort of content marketing, whether it's a podcast or articles, if you put in enough time on those kind of things, you'll see the numbers coming in. Then you can analyze and you can understand, okay, well, you know, we ran this ad for a month and it got this results. Let's double down on it and let's keep growing. And kind of run this dry until we have to start switching up and testing out other ads. So I think it's super important to go with your gut first, like you said, and then analyze second.
Mm-hmm. I think when you do that too, it makes you feel like you're more invested, and it makes you want to keep working. When you put your heart first and the decision-making second, you're invested in it. You trust it. You love it. It's your baby. So you're going to work harder to make sure it succeeds.
Yeah. That's like anything. So, you know, anything that you're putting time and effort into, you're gonna want to see it grow, succeed, and you can do that with your business through marketing. I think it's super important, branding your company. I think, like I was talking about word of mouth. When you start seeing those plateaus, building a brand is super important. Having loyal followers is super important, and I mean, everything from a restaurant to a funeral home. I bet that the majority of people listening right now can not think of a funeral home's name unless they've been there recently. And that's the case. I'm sorry that you've had to visit that. But if you're thinking about that, like, there is massive opportunities for companies that are in niches that are older demographics, where they think, oh, branding doesn't really matter, marketing doesn't really matter. You're going to be able to get into advertising for cheap. You know, bids are going to be low because there's not a lot of demand and there is a lot of supply. And, you know, in the next 20 years, you know, if your market is 40 to 60 year olds, the current 20 to 40 year olds are going to be your target demographic. And I can tell you that they are on almost every social media platform. And if you're wanting to keep your business going for the next 20 years, hop on, do some digital marketing. You can learn it on YouTube for free. You can outsource it to agencies like us. You can bring somebody in-house. There's tons of ways to do it, but I urge you to just start looking into it. Miles and I both have degrees in marketing. Definitely spent, you know, time in classes that around advertising, got our hands dirty and actually using it. But I will say the far majority of my knowledge, I'll speak for myself on this, comes from YouTube, online courses, whatever, you know, it's a lot of self-taught stuff.
Getting your hands dirty. Like you said, getting your hands dirty, getting into it, getting into the wires and the coding and how does this work? How can we make this look prettier? How can we make this sit better? it's been huge, I think, for a growth, not only as a company, but also just individuals. You know, what can I bring to the table that's different than the person sitting next to me?
Yeah.
So I'm excited. What are you excited about for the future? What are some things you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to bringing on clients, man. I get really excited when some of our clients tell us about their success. We have one client that his business has seen massive growth. They're doing sales like haven't done before. He barely has time to eat lunch most days. Like, that's the stuff.
And he was hesitant. He was hesitant, right?
Yep. He was. He's very hesitant. You know, his demographic is an older demographic. He's like, there's no way they're on social media, you know. And then we started doing some different tactics. I'm not going to get too in depth, but different tactics. And he has just seen massive growth. And every time I talk to him, he's just beyond excited for what's going on with his business. And that's the thing, you know, sometimes it just takes reaching out. You can reach out to us and we'll talk to you about it and help you see the value in it. You got to take that step. It's scary, but once you take that step and you see that kind of growth in your business, you'll never go back.
True. It's true. Well, guys, we're here for you to reach out. You have our socials, 217digital.com. You're listening to the podcast right now. We're going to get our YouTube page up and running here very soon, get you guys some more contact and interactions with us. But we're excited for the future. We thank you all for supporting us to this point, and there's way more to come. So I'm excited.
Sure. Miles, what are you excited about for the future? What are you looking forward to?
I'm excited to see the team grow. I'm excited for us to bring on more people who have the same passions and grittiness that you and I have. I'm excited to see the team get bigger so we can help more clients, service them in different ways, and truly bring to life this 217 idea.
For sure. I agree. I mean, you know, you and I talked about it. Like, we have the ability to be a full service agency right now, and we have the knowledge. The thing that we're lacking the most is the manpower. And I'm definitely excited to, like you said, bring on people who want to move quick and are willing to get their hands dirty, and just, you know, a young group of people who are very ambitious. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yep. It's exciting. With stuff opening up too, we are going to be hitting the ground hard here soon.
For sure. For sure. Maybe some events of some sort, small business owner events, all kinds of crazy stuff like that. Looking forward to it.
I am too. Well, guys, this has been another episode of the 217 cast. We are always thankful for you all, and we will talk to everyone here soon.
Sounds good, guys. Catch you on the next one.